Welcome to In Awe and Wonder, where we talk things of faith, Bible, theology, and worship. God sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Psalm 111:9. I'm your host, Kristen Hamilton. Hello, and welcome to the second ever In Awe and Wonder podcast. I'm calling this episode Reboot, Start Over. I only did one other podcast episode, and it was way back in the fall of 2017. I launched one episode, and that was it. My intent was to start podcasting regularly on the blog instead of writing. I might continue to write posts every once in a while, but I want to switch primarily to podcasting. So I feel like I need to do multiple episodes. So this will be the first in a reboot series. The episodes in this series will be focusing on me and my story and journey. So anyone listening will get to know me, where my heart is, what the purpose is here, and what you might be able to expect. This first episode is called Start Over, and it's sort of explaining what's been happening in my life, my motherhood journey, where I'm at, and also explaining our moving journey, because for a family who is not in the military, we have done a lot of moving around. And then the second episode will focus more on my reforming journey and sort of my personal church history. And it's a very convoluted story, kind of lots of twists and turns and hard to follow, but I'm going to attempt to explain that. The third episode will deal with history as far as physical sufferings that we've been through, miscarriages and birth defects, and my husband having a brain tumor, and two of my pregnancies were complicated, and our oldest daughter has some learning disabilities, and so all of those things. And then the fourth episode will focus on the history of the blog and how I wanted to write a book about one thing, but kind of switching focuses a little bit in that direction. I still don't know if I'll get a book written ever, but just also then the goals and outlook for this podcast and the future. All of that broken into four episodes, just so that you can hear what's been going on, get to know me, and where we're going here with this podcast. So rest assured, though, that my intent is not to continue with episodes talking about myself as the main subject. After catching up on some history and laying the foundation, I'll be moving on to much more important and interesting discussions. The purpose and direction will be unfolded as I go through this four-part series. So getting to the heart of this episode, I'm going to talk about my history up to the current season of motherhood and all of our moving around to finally being settled down, hopefully for quite a long time, at least till our youngest graduates from high school. So as a mom, I've been going through some growing pains. My three daughters are getting older. They're 14, almost 13, and almost 10. So we are in the trenches of dealing with friends, technology, homework, projects, extracurricular activities, and appropriate Christian living guidance. So with three girls going through puberty at the same time, we welcome any prayers. And in addition to dealing with the attitudes and issues of teens and tweens, and just settling into our new home in Pennsylvania from where we moved from Maine, I've been trying to figure out what my role should be. It's a different season of motherhood and of life. I'm now in my 40s. My kids need me in different ways than they used to. I can't be part of any mom's groups anymore. And we aren't homeschooling anymore. So it leaves me asking, where do I fit? What should I be doing in this season? Should I work outside the home? Should I work from home? Should I just do housework and then sit around reading and studying all day? Things are compounded by the fact that we just moved again, so there are no established friends to hang with. Well, except for one now, one of my internet friends from Michigan just moved here to Pennsylvania where I'm at, and so we've been hanging out a few times. And we're attending a new church, so I don't know exactly where to plug into ministry yet. So my roles up to this point in life have pretty much flowed from one season of life to the next. So to be in this place where I'm kind of in limbo feeling is a unique place to be for me. Before having kids, I worked full-time for 7 years. I quit working 2 weeks before our oldest daughter was due. So I went from working full-time to being a stay-at-home mom in a short order. I was in the childbearing mommy season. Our second daughter came just 18 months later, and our third daughter came 3 years after our second. So there was a time when I had a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a newborn. Things back then were a blur between caring for babies and worrying about finances. When our oldest was born, I quickly became involved in MOPS groups, and that stands for Mothers of Preschoolers International, and helping in leadership roles. I made it a thing that each time we moved, the first thing I would do is find a MOPS group, contact the leader, volunteer to help, and plug in. And I'll talk about our moving in a minute, but I was involved in 6 MOPS groups in 3 states over 10 years. So while I had little littles, I derived importance from being in leadership in MOPS groups. I was also moderating online support groups for women who had miscarriages and other reproductive issues. And I started my blog in 2011 when my girls were 6, 5, and 2. And since kids inevitably get older, there came a time when I had to graduate from MOPS. I was going to move on to starting a Mom's Next group for moms of older kids, but we ended up moving from that location before it could launch. So when we moved that time, which was up to Maine, our girls were going into 5th grade, 4th grade, and 1st grade. Due to the logistics of that move, we rented a house with a short-term lease at first, knowing that we would be looking for somewhere else to live when that lease was up, with the possibility of moving school districts. I didn't want to start my kids in a new school for 1 year, knowing that they might have to move schools again the following year. So we decided to homeschool. I taught all 3 of the girls for the 2015-16 school year. Naturally, we got involved in a homeschool co-op program where I volunteered to be an assistant teacher for a semester. And then the following year, I only kept our oldest daughter at home. And with the co-op, then I was a lead teacher for 2 semesters. I was glad to have the opportunity to give homeschooling a go. But all the girls did end up going back to public school. They all started there and eventually went back there. So in simplified form, my life over the last 21 years, which is how long I've been married, has gone from working full-time to a mom and childbearing, to leadership and MOPS and blogging, to homeschooling, to kids in school all day with no particular thing for me to do aside from household management stuff, which of course still keeps me very busy. And that brings us up to the time when I recorded the first podcast episode in October of 2017. Since the kids were all back in school all day, I wanted to launch a podcast and continue writing. But that time period ended up being way too stressful for me. I started struggling with anxiety due to our circumstances. We had decided to make some big changes. Due to several factors, we decided to sell our home that was up in Maine and relocate closer to family. We began putting my husband's resume out to opportunities in both Ohio and Pennsylvania. In the meantime, our house sold. Obviously, we couldn't relocate without a job for my husband, so we had to find a temporary housing situation up in Maine. By the grace of God, we found one. We were able to rent a log cabin on a lake for exactly the time frame that we needed. My husband found an opportunity in Pennsylvania, but it was going to take a few months process to commence. Once we finally knew the area we would be moving to, we had to make several trips there to look for housing. So all of it was a lot to handle, and putting time into writing and podcasting and all of that ended up just being too much. I was constantly praying, reading the Bible and studying and looking at houses online and trying not to panic. So in regard to our moving around, here's a short recap, just so you know where we've lived over the years. So we lived in our hometown in Pennsylvania. I married my high school sweetheart, so we're both from the same town, and we lived there for about the first 8 years of our marriage. We didn't have our first daughter until our seventh year, so all the moving around began shortly after we started having kids and I quit working. So our first big move was in 2005 down to Mississippi. There we lived through Hurricane Katrina and some other minor hurricanes. Shortly after Katrina, after being there for only about 6 months, we moved back to our hometown for a while. There we had our second daughter and enjoyed more family time. When the girls were 3 and 2 in 2008, we moved over to Central Ohio. Aside from our hometown, to date, that was the longest place we've lived. Ended up being there for almost 5 years. We had our youngest daughter there in Ohio, who we call our baby Buckeye. Then we got an opportunity to move back to Pennsylvania, although it was still 2 hours away from our hometown. In 2013, then, we moved there, and that move was intended to be long-term, but only ended up being for 2 years. But suddenly, due to circumstances beyond our control, we found my husband needing to find another job. So every lead went dry except for one. In 2015, we went ahead and took it, which meant moving to Maine. We put our house up for sale and went. That's where we decided to homeschool. We lived along the ocean for 9 months. We bought a house then 40 minutes inland, sold it, and then rented a log cabin on a lake. So it was a wonderful 3-year adventure. But due to wanting to be closer to our families and some other factors, we started looking for a job for my husband closer to home. He found an opportunity in Pennsylvania and was going through the process of background checks and training while we were house hunting from afar. We finally found a home 4 hours from our hometown. We left Maine when school was out in June of 2018. The closing on our new home ended up taking longer than intended, so we had to spend a significant portion of the summer staying with my parents. But it finally happened, and we got moved in right before school started in August. So here we are up to the present. I've been busy getting us settled into our home, and we still have a list of projects we'd like to do. I signed up to be a substitute aide and secretary in the school district here. It's a really small district, so I didn't think I'd be very busy with that. However, they seem to use aides much more than any other district we've been in. And most days, I get at least one or two calls. So it could actually be a full-time gig if I wanted it to be, but I only want part-time. I'm really trying to weigh if it's worth it to continue doing it beyond this school year. I know they need the help, but when I do work, things get a little bit crazy on the home front, and I put things that I really want to do on the back burner. So what do I really want to do? I would love to do some sort of women's ministry. I want to possibly write a book. I want to continue podcasting and possibly blogging. And as a potential source of income, I would like to launch a business called Graceful Bags, where I would sew all sorts of handbags and purses and tote bags. I love the idea of being creative and working from home, and I love to sew. So I can only do these things during the time that my kids are in school and my husband is at work, because evenings and weekends are for parenting and family time. So I kind of need my daytime as my podcasting, blogging, and sewing time. So here we are as a family starting over again in a new town with new schools and a new home. And here I am starting over again with podcasting and starting to embark upon some things I would like, Lord willing, to do. And through all this, I've learned how God's mercies are new every morning and how great is his faithfulness. And that is from Lamentations chapter 3. Verses 19 to 24. Remember my affliction and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Those verses just resonate very deeply with me, and I want to give him all the praise and glory for everything, good and bad, that we have been through. So on the next episode, I will talk about my personal church history and how my faith journey has done a 180-degree turn with lots of twists and turns along the way to where I am now. So thanks for listening. I hope you'll join me for the next episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. You can find my blog at www.kristen-hamilton.com. You can follow the Facebook page called In Awe and Wonder Blog. You can also find me on Twitter at Kristen Hammy. That's KristenHammi. Thanks for listening. Have a great day and keep reading your Bibles.